The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What other community deserves it more than us? I'm biased, but hey, that's just how I feel.
Hey, and that's okay. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I also say with Fifth Ward, it also was very much of a music and cultural district,
nice.
Right? Fifth Ward had, I forgot specifically what it was called, but they had our own cotton club, right?
Yeah.
So natural, you know, Zydeco and jazz music and all the things took place right here and across the street.
Yeah.
And bringing that back. So Fifth Ward is also the first cultural arts district, I believe in Texas, if I remember correctly. And they're bringing back some of that culture by even right behind this building, creating artist lofts, right?
Yeah.
To where the creative community can have somewhere to live. And that's affordable housing. There's going to be an art and creative content warehouse right down the street there. So definitely people are moving back to where we were, but back better. And we're doing it together. So it's really refreshing to see the sparks that are happening, right?
Yeah.
Because when iron sharpens iron, sparks fly. So let's light it up. Let's do it.
Absolutely. For our artists, are those shotgun homes behind there? Okay, I was wondering what.
Yeah, and you see, like, they're starting some of the construction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And I think it's cool that it seems to me that in my conversations and talking to you, it seems to me that in Houston, there are things for different people, right? So you mentioned for the artists, and then you mentioned, like, affordable homes for people to buy and all these things. I think that's what makes a great city, when you can do your best to meet the needs of the broad population. So I think that's powerful.
Absolutely. It takes tailor-made solutions, but someone who actually wants to take the time, because it's so much easier to do a cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in and out. This is my return of investment model. This is what I do. And I'm not getting any deeper than that.
Yeah.
That's fine. And that's what you want to do. I'm not going to judge you. But I know I'm in it for the long haul, and I'm going to roll my sleeves up, and I'm here.
I love it. So what are some things that you're hoping to do in the coming years with the land bank and just within the community in general?
Right now, my biggest focus and platform is environmental justice.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely with Houston having no zoning, and not saying zoning is perfect. There's a lot of contamination everywhere. We're also an oil and gas city, right? And it's no secret that the contamination is in our communities, and it leaves them continuously to be blighted because it's more expensive to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if it's not, it's the time that it takes to clean it up. So it just stays there, right? And no one's going to touch it. And I think that it's a healing process in order to acquire these sites that have underground storage tanks or contaminated soil. Fifth Ward also has a cancer cluster down the road.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you don't know about the cancer cluster?
No.
Yeah. So it's literally called the Fifth Ward Cancer Cluster, where I don't know if I'm supposed to say their names, but it's public information. But there are alleged accusations that the Union Pacific Railroad Company has been contaminating the soil. The community has been basically complaining about this for 100 years or so. And it's the data shows that they have higher rates of leukemia for children, you know, just overall health issues in Fifth Ward, also in the East End. But for sure, right now, Fifth Ward has received the most, quote unquote, attention because the community refused to shut up about it.
Hey, there are so many real estate opportunities out there in 2024, and I don't want you to miss out. You might feel like you don't have good credit. You might feel like you don't have a lot of money. You might even feel that interest rates are too high or that the home prices are too high. Believe me, I completely understand. The good thing is there's still a ton of opportunity out there, and it's important for you to get ready for when your time comes. When I got started, I didn't have a lot of money. In fact, I was living in a 300 square foot apartment at the time, and I still managed to get that first property. What that means is that you just need some creativity and a plan, as well as the right information, and you can do it too. I want you to join me at my 5-day challenge. It's called Keys to Home Ownership, and it is free. General admission to the challenge is free. And in this challenge, you'll learn how to create a foundation for success. You'll learn how to run the numbers and analyze properties to ensure that you're going to make cash flow before you even go forward with that property. You're going to learn how to fund that property. You're going to learn about grants for home buyers and so much more. I want to see you there. And as I mentioned, general admission to this 5-day virtual challenge is 100% free. So you have no excuse. Click the link in the description. We get started on Sunday, March 3rd, which is very soon. So click the link in the description and get your ticket today.
So now there is a lawsuit that was filed by the city of Houston in partnership with Harris County in order to do something about it. But that's going to take some time. Yeah. The previous administration with the city, which just ended last year, decided to invest some dollars to help relocate the families if they choose to. And that's something that's being discussed, and that's something that I volunteered to be a part of. Yeah. And we're discussing how can I potentially help relocate the families if they're a homeowner. I don't really have a model in place for renters unless they choose to be a homeowner. Yeah. And in order to relocate them on some of our land, can we figure out how to get them out while the legal stuff is being handled? Because they should at least be able to sleep at night knowing that they can breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's terrible. Wow. Well, thanks.
For supporting
with that.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know. Wow.
I mean, even if I didn't live here, I still would have done it.
Yeah.
But it makes me fight even harder because I do know some of them, right? Yeah. But I do see it as divine intervention because literally last year, I guess at that time, I think it was in my first year or whatever, I went to the national EPA conference, the Environmental Protection Agency, with some community members because we have a grant with them. Mm-hmm. And I was just listening, understanding more, like, what's going on? Like, I hear about it, but I want to understand. So they explained it to me. And I said, like, you know, if there's a way that I can build you out of there, I would. Like, I don't know how I could. But one thing I do know is I have some properties. I don't have a whole bunch of properties. Yeah. But if I had the opportunity to help build you out, I would absolutely do that. And I'd like sincerely meant that. And I just met with a couple of the community members to say, like, this is my dream for us. Yeah. And circa a year later, when the mayor was like, we're going to do something about it and we're going to figure out and do a task force, I immediately like wrote an email. I was like, please put me on there. And they said yes. Yeah. So I don't know specifically what's going to happen with that particular program, what's going to happen with the lawsuit. But I do know that I'm going to continue to try and I'm going to fight and I'm going to keep showing up and inviting myself to the table.
Yeah. And that's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So you have a very interesting career path that led you to this point. And you know, I think it's an encouragement as well. We haven't had an opportunity to talk about that just yet, but we'd love to just hear about your path to where you are today.
Yeah. I would say in a short form, which I'll elaborate, but just saying yes. I think that's like when I reflect and I continue to say yes. Sometimes I say no, though. you need boundaries. But it started off with I wanted to go to HBCU. I'm originally from California, from the Bay Area, and as diverse as California is, there's not many leaders that are people of color, at least not from what I remember growing up. And I just wanted to go to HBCU. I remembered, not College Hill, child, help me. What was the show? What was the show, the spinoff of The Cosby Show?
Oh, man. Oh, A Different World?
Thank you.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was Freddie.
Oh, yeah, I remember Freddie.
Yeah, Freddie was the eccentric one. I was like, I love him. Yeah. So I was like, I want to be able to experience and be with people that look like me, yeah. Right? And that's where that started.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.